This is part 3 of Inside Out. Father, in the name of Jesus, inspire us, instruct us by yourself in the name of Jesus. Illuminate us with your word in Jesus' name. Amen. What have we learned so far? This is powerful. I told you before now that you are a spirit. You have a soul and you live in a body. You are a spirit, you have a soul, and you live in a body. I told you that the part of you that was created in God's image, the part of you that was born again when you gave your life to Christ, is your spirit. I told you that the recreated human spirit is supernatural in nature. In other words, you have the life of God in you. So you need to understand, you are not that fearful person. You are not that depressed person. No, that's not you. You are not a failure. No, your spirit is made in the image of God. We said something powerful yesterday, that that everything the Word of God says about you is a present reality in your spirit. Hallelujah. Everything the Word of God says about you is a present reality in your spirit. You know what that means? The Bible says you are healed. You are. The Bible says that you are wealthy. You are. The Bible says that you have overcome the world. Yes, you have. Everything the Word of God says concerning you is the present reality of your spirit. So you need to understand, the miracle you crave, the miracle you think you expect is really not far-fetched. It is already resident within you. The Bible says, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. So it is there. Nothing may be flowing, but you need to realize it is there. There is a divine deposit within me, all right, resident in my spirit. And I told you yesterday that your spirit does not age. See, this is the one that blesses me the most. Your spirit does not age. It is renewed day by day. Now, today to Friday, we're going to get into the nitty-gritty of this series, all right? Or better still, this mini-series. So this is today's message, and I'm going to start to show you how to build a strong spirit. You see, you have two options. You are either living from outside in, or you are living from inside out. In other words, the state of your mind right now is either a function of what has happened to you and what is going on around you, or the state of your mind right now is a function of the reality in your spirit. See, this is what I want to show you how to do. How to suppress the voice of the flesh. How to suppress the pressure from outside and amplify the reality within so that it dominates your existence. It dominates your life. All right. So how do I build a strong spirit? Very simple. You feed your spirit and you exercise your spirit. As it is in the natural, so it is in the spiritual. If you want to grow, if you want to be strong, you feed and you exercise. Okay? You feed and you exercise. I'm going to show you tonight how to feed your spirit. And then from tomorrow, we start talking about how to exercise your spirit. Now listen, when I say you need to understand I'm talking about your spirit. It's the same thing when God speaks to you. He's not talking to your body. He's not talking to your soul. He's talking to your spirit. So when he said in 2 Corinthians 5:17 that all things have become new, he's talking about your spirit. When it says you are seated with Christ in heavenly places, far above principalities and power, he's talking about your spirit. Whatever is born of God overcomes the world, he's talking about your spirit. So let's talk about how to feed your spirit, or better still, how to feed yourself. John chapter 1 and verse 1 to 5. John chapter 1 and verse 1 to 5 says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God." Pay attention. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. Verse 2 says, "He was with God in the beginning." Verse 3 says, "Through Him all things were made. Without Him nothing was made that has been made." Now this is important. Verse 4. "In Him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind." In Him was life. That life was light. Let me say it this way. In Him is life. That life is light. When He said in John chapter 10, "I have come that they may have life and have it more abundantly," you need to realize that life is light. Pay attention now. That life is light. It says in verse 5 now, "The light shines in darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it." 2 Corinthians chapter 4. I'm running because of time. But take note of all these scriptures. See, if I were you, take note of all the scriptures I'm sharing with you and just begin to recite them, begin to read them. Listen, beyond the words that I'm speaking with you, this reality will dawn on you. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 6 to 7. New Living Translation, it says, "For God, who said, let there be light in the darkness, has made this light shine in our hearts. When the Bible says your heart, is talking about your spirit, so that we could know the glory of God that is seen in the face of Christ. Verse 7 says, we now have this light shining in our hearts, but we ourselves are like fragile clay jars containing this great treasure. Now, the clay jar is your body. It's weak, all right? But you need to understand that that weakness is not your reality. Your reality is the light shining in your spirit. And the Bible calls it a great treasure. Hallelujah. It says that this makes it clear that our great power is from God, not from ourselves. So how do I build my spirit? You need to understand what natural food is to your body is what light is to your spirit. Okay? Now the Bible says in Joshua chapter 1 and verse 8, this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth. Therein shall you meditate day and night. It says, you may be careful to observe to do all that is written in it. You see, this Joshua 1, 8, Psalm 1 and verse 1 to 3, we're going to be in it for quite a while because it's loaded. Then shall you observe to do all that is written in it. Listen to this. It says, then you shall make your way prosperous and you shall have good success. Ladies and gentlemen, prayer is powerful, but you need to understand what the Bible is saying. The Bible is saying everything you need is in the Word. You have to feed your spirit with the Word. Then you have to exercise your spirit by doing the Word. Then you will make yourself prosperous and then you will have great success. What is the process? It says, meditate on the Word. Psalm 1 and verse 1 to 3, the same thing. Blessed is the man that walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stand in the way of sinners, nor sit with the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and therein does he meditate day and night. Please pay attention to this. You are a spirit having a natural experience. So everything you do in the natural is spiritual. Oh, I'll say that again. Since you are a spirit having an earthly experience, a natural experience, everything you do is spiritual. So when you meditate, you need to understand you are not just doing something natural or physical, it becomes spiritual. Are we getting this? When you give, like the Bible says in Philippians chapter 4, it says, with such sacrifices, God is well pleased. Now listen to this. How can God, who is a spirit, be pleased with something I do in the physical? It is because I, who is doing it, I am a spirit. So whatever I do is spiritual. Hallelujah. So it says, you shall meditate day and night. It's instructive to note that the word meditate in Joshua chapter 1 verse 8 and Psalm 1 and verse 2 is from the same Hebrew word. Now watch this. It means to ponder. Listen, it means to imagine. It means to meditate. It means to mourn. Now when I got to that one, I was curious. Okay, how do we mourn? When somebody's gone, you begin to recall how wonderful the person was to you. You begin to recall what is going to be missing now that this person is not here. That's how you mourn. And the more you think about it, you will notice it causes a reaction. Now the Bible says it's the same thing to meditate in the Word of God. It means to mourn. Watch this. It means to mutter. That is, to take the Word of God and to put it on your lips and to begin to say exactly what the Word of God is. That's how to meditate. Another meaning of the word meditate there is to roar. To declare it in a shout. All right? Another one is to speak. Another one is to study. Okay, the word meditate also means to talk. It means to utter. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth. Therein shall you meditate day and night. I'm almost done, but please, you need to pay attention to this. It will bless you. Then shall you meditate. What does it mean? Then shall you imagine. You begin to imagine the word of God. So this is what the Bible says concerning me. Then you begin to imagine it in reality. You begin to speak it in reality. In other words, sometimes you are by yourself. Just take verses of scripture and begin to turn it over in your mind. That means to ponder. Imagine the reality of that word. Speak the word to yourself. Every time we're taking confession, you need to understand that's what we are doing. We are muttering. We are declaring. Sometimes we take those confessions loud. We are roaring the word of God. We are studying the word of God. Now, this is important. Digestion. Pay attention to this. Digestion is how your body turns the food you eat into nutrients that it uses for energy, growth, and cell repair. Please pay attention. This is powerful. Digestion is how your body turns food, the food you eat, into nutrients that it uses for growth and self-repair. Now watch this. Meditation is how your spirit turns the word into light or revelation that nourishes and energizes your spirit and then produces faith in you. One great man of God I respect so much said that faith is the response of the recreated human spirit to the word of God. Now, the same way physical food gives me energy. You know, if you see your kids around 7:30, 8 p.m. running around the house, the question you're going to ask is, who gave them sugar? When they're running around in the evening, you're asking, who stimulated this child? This child has eaten something that has brought about this reaction. It's the same thing in your spirit. When you meditate on the word of God, you are feeding your spirit. Just like we have digestion in the physical, we have meditation that turns the word of God, scripture, into light, revelation. It is light that nourishes our spirit. Remember the text that we read. In him was life, and that life was the light of men. The Lord who says, let there be light, has caused the light to shine in our hearts. How do we get light in our heart? Through meditation. This is very powerful. Through meditation. Now listen to this one, it will bless you. What is the connection between taste and nourishment? Some things are sweet to your taste, but they are not nourishing to your body. But they are sweet nonetheless. See, taste is not the same thing as nourishment. This is important. Some things are not sweet to your taste, but they nourish your body nonetheless. So every mature person knows that there are some things I must feed on, regardless of how they taste. Only children need it to be covered with sugar before they take it. It's the same thing in the realm of the spirit. Now, this is important. When you read information, it stimulates your mind. But it is not everything that stimulates the mind that nourishes the spirit. So every mature believer knows to focus on the specific things that nourishes the spirit. See, I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. See, from the time this revelation dawned on me, the same way somebody says, you know what, I'm going to the fridge, I want to go take carrots. I want to go and take apples, okay? It's not in my house right now, I snack on fruits, okay? It's amazing. One day I was taking an apple and my wife said, again? I said, every time you see me taking an apple, just imagine bounty, okay? And you will let me be. You see me eating an apple, just imagine I'm taking Hershey. I mean, listen, this is the alternative to chocolate. Chocolate tastes good in my mouth, but it is not good for my body. Okay? It's the same thing. So, you know, sometimes I'm driving, I just say to myself, I need to listen to the message. Okay? I'm feeding my spirit. Listen, if your spirit is fed like you feed your body, do you know how powerful you'll be right now? By the way, if your body can fast the way your spirit has been fasting, is somebody listening to me? Now, unfortunately, fasting the body is necessary. Fasting the spirit is disastrous. Okay? You are not supposed to fast your spirit. You are supposed to consistently feed your spirit. The Bible says to us in 2 Peter, this is the attitude we must have to the word. It says, the way newborn babies crave milk is the way we must crave the word. Hallelujah. The same way newborn babies crave milk is the same way we must crave the word. All right, so what have we learned today? Light is to my spirit what food is to my body. Okay, meditation is to my spirit what digestion is to my body. Not everything that tastes good nourishes. It's the same thing. Not everything that stimulates the mind, okay, illuminates the spirit. As a mature Christian, if you want to build a strong spirit, you have to consciously feed your spirit with a consistent diet of God's word. Final scripture for today as we close. Psalm 119 and verse 130. New Living Translation, it says, the teaching of your word gives light. King James says, the entrance of your word. Now you know how the word enters. Okay? It is by teaching. The teaching of your word gives light. So even the simple can understand. I'm going to have to stop there tonight and we're going to continue tomorrow night. Tomorrow we're going to look at how to exercise your spirit. See, but this is what we have mastered tonight. You've got to learn to feed your spirit. The same way some of us eat 3 square meals, some people 4 square meals. Some people is not square, it's a circular meals they eat, okay? 5 square meals. Some of us, we do intermittent eating. If you understand what I'm saying, it's not intermittent fasting. We just eat. Okay, I'm not judging you. See, but would you do something? Would you feed your spirit just as much as you feed your body? One of my teachers told me one time, I told him, I said, what's your secret? He said, Shego, there's a practice I have maintained for over 10 years. I was eager to understand what he was trying to say. I said, what is it, sir? He said, I have a simple principle, no word, no bread. I said, what do you mean, sir? He said, I will not eat physical food any day that I have not studied the word of God. In other words, I prioritize feeding my spirit over feeding my body. Will somebody pick that up tonight and say to yourself, from today, no word, no bread. No word, no bread. And as we do this, God would bless us. You would so grow within you, your spiritual reality will dominate your physical existence in the name of Jesus.